Zechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Ches, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin and Beis. We previously saw the member of Rava that Shavuos Shalei Ichel Kikazu, that if Reuven makes a Shavuos that he won't eat this Kikar, and Kivan Sha'achal Mimena Kazayas Chayiv, if Reuven eats a Kazayas from this Kikar B'mezit, he'll be Chayiv Malkus, and Mishayi he'll be Chayiv to bring an Oil of Yared, and Reuven meant to say that I won't eat a Shear of Achila, which is of course a Kazayas. However, if Reuven made a Shavuos Shalei Echlena that I won't eat it, Ein Chayiv at Shear Echlas Kula, then he'll only be Chayiv if eat the entire kikar, and as Taisus points out at the bottom of Amid, that certainly doesn't have to eat every single crumb of this kikar. Certainly, it's not the derech for a person to eat an entire kikar, including its crumbs, and therefore, as long as you ate the entire kikar and you left over less than a kazayas, then one would be chayiv. And for example, if someone had a kikar that was the shear of 4 kazaysim, and if he stated shvuah le'ichel kikazu, then as long as he ate one kazayas, he'd be chayiv. However, if he said shleich lena, then the only time he'll be chayiv is only once he ate a little more than 3 kazesim. Our Gemara now begins on Rava, that Rava stated Nishbal Kikava Achla im Shayim Mena Kazayas Nishola Achla Kula im Nishola, that Rava explains if someone makes a Shvuah regarding a Kikar, he then ate part of this Kikar, so if he left over at least a Kazayas which was uneaten, then he could still be Shoyal on the Shvuah. And as Rashi explains that once he's Shoyal on the Shvuah, so two things will occur, as Rashi at the bottom of it states Nishola, so number one Hutla Zayas HaNisha, so he can now eat that last kazayas that's still remaining and remain uneaten. And number two, since when a chacham is shoyl on someone's shvua, so it's mevatel the shvua l'shavar, therefore v'chilasi loy av l'mafreya, and even though he already ate from this kikar prior to being shoyl on the shvua, he would still not be chayiv. L'maisa the shvua was batel l'mafreya. However, Rava teaches us that if he ate the entire kikar, then he can no longer be shoyl on the shvua. And the Gemara will explain exactly what case Rava is referring to. And as the Gemara continues, of Acher Bredi Rav L'Rav Ashi, Hechi Dami, that what are we referring to? Ida Mashalei Eichal, if originally stated that I won't eat this kikar, and as we stated before, that he'd be chayiv once he ate a kazayas, so mikazayas kama of the Lissurai, so immediately when he ate the first kazayas, he already did his Issar, and how could Reuven now be able to be shoyal on his shvua? Ida Mashalei Eichalana, and if Reuven originally made a shvua that I won't eat it, and as we originally brought from Rava, that Reuven would only be chayiv once he ate the entire kikar, so my ear Kazayas, Afilu Kol Shu Nami, then why did Rava teach us that Reuven would only be able to be Shoyal and Shvua if there's a Kazayas left of the Kikar? Lachari should even be able to be Shoyal and Shvua even if only a Kol Shu of the Kikar remains. And as Rashi at the top of Dav Chav Chesam Rav states, Afilu Kol Shu, Shir Nami Ma'akev, Shalai Abal Shvuasa, Roy L'Sheila, and therefore it should still be Roy L'Sheila. And if he'll be Shoyal and Shvua, then he'll even be able to eat whatever is remaining from this Kikar. The Gemara now continues and brings two different ways as to how to understand the member of Rava, as Ibayis Emish Le'echol, Ibayis Emish Le'echlena, that either Rava could be talking about a case where Reuven made a shvua that I won't eat this kikar and he'll be chayiv once he ate a kazayas, or it could be talking about a case where Reuven made a shvua that I won't eat it and he'll only be chayiv once he eats the full kikar. And as the Gemara explains, Ibayis Emish Le'echol, that we could say we're talking about a scenario where Reuven made a shvua that I won't eat this kikar. Certainly, once he ate the first kazayas, he'd be chayiv malchus if he did so b'mezid, and he'd be chayiv to bring a korban eluv yared if he did so b'shegeg. However, l'maisa, in the example we gave, where a person made a shvua about a kikar that was the size of 4 kazesim, certainly if he had multiple asorais, then he'd be chayiv multiple malkiyos, and similarly, if he actually ate multiple kazesim in multiple halamais, then he'd be chayiv multiple karbanais. Therefore, Rava teaches us that since there is still kazayis left of this kikar, and if Reuven would eat this kikar, then he'd be chayiv malkiyos, therefore, Reuven would be able to be shoyal on shvua regarding this last kazayas, and if he does so, he'd be able to eat this last kazayas. And migdum mahanle sheila kazayas basra, and once the sheila will work, benegay the last kazayas mahanle sheila nami kazayas kama. Then, since the mechanism of sheila works based on being mevatel shvua l'mafreya, even though Reuven was previously oiva on the shvua as he previously ate a kazayas, but now that he was shoyal on shvua and the sheila was able to be chal, so therefore the shvua was batel l'mafreya, and l'mafreya Reuven will not be chal. Ayn Rashi migur mahani sheila daki ochli lekazayis kama adayin kol zaysim shabah asurin love o mahani lu sheila vekimin initial vekayim ulon chacham ikun negdim yikarav yishtakach li havishab shvur klal hilka kazayis kama yishtakach li bisura ochli. The Gemara continues viyibayisay mishlei echlena, where we can explain that Rava was teaching us a din in regard to a scenario where Reuven made a shvur that I won't eat it, and really there should be no reason why Reuven cannot be shayla shvur even as long as he has a bit left that was uneaten, as Lemaisi was not yet over on his Shvua, and even so, Rava teaches us that he could only be Shoyl on Shvua as long as he has a Kazayas, but once he's less than a Kazayas, then he can't be Shoyl on Shvua. And as the Gemara explains, Ishaya Kazayas Choshul Shulala, Viloy Le Choshul Shulala, that if there's a Kazayas left, then it's a Dovah Choshev. Therefore, it makes sense that the Chacham could be Shoyl on the Shvua in order to allow him to eat a Dovah Choshev, and now we wouldn't be able to eat a full Kazayas. However, if there's less than a Kazayas left over, then it's not a Dovah Choshev, and the She'il of a Chacham would not work. And keep in mind that we have to understand how this Gemara works out according to Tesis that stated that if a person makes a Shvua that won't eat it, and even if he didn't eat the entire Kikar and he left over less than a Kazayas, then at that point he'd be Chayiv. However, it would seem that the Einach Hanami, that this point of Tesis is only feed the Maskanas HaGemara, and as Tesis at the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin on the base states, Nira Dechiloi Shaya Ala Pachas Mechazayas Dechayiv Alea Avgav Da'ama Shloyach Lana Dechimishtab Ala Kikar In Daita Shloy Shaya Pachas Mechazayas De In Lecha Adam Shiyechel Kikar Shalem Shloy Yiu Ma'at Peruv Neishu Rimenu De Yimifta Ad Shiyechel Gam Isi Pachas Mechazayas Amai Kalim Besamach Blei Choshel Shulea Mai Shtam Shvua Shloy Echel Kalshu Da'asum Pshita Shiyachel Yishal. It seems that Tesis is learning that the reason why the Gemara is stating that you can't be Shoyl on Pachas Mechazayas is because when a person makes a Shvua, the Lo Yachlena, and he meant to say that he won't eat this entire Kikar and leave over less than a Kazayas, but once he left over less than a Kazayas, then he's going to be over on that Shvua, and therefore Chacham can't be Shoyl on that Shvua. And keep in mind that Lefi Taisis, then really, according to both the Shoyness of the Gemara, Rav is teaching us that a person cannot be Shoyl on a Shvua once they were over on that Shvua. There's no remnant or no shear to the original Shvua, and therefore, when the Gemara continues and we'll ask a question in Rava, the question will be according to both Lashonis. However, according to the first way we understood the Gemara, which was not based on Tesis, then L'chari, the Gemara's question of Mesvei will only be on the first side of the Gemara and not on the second Lashon. The Gemara now continues, Mesvei, we have a question on Rava from the following Braisa, and we already saw this Braisa on the Chav Zayin and Beis, and in order to understand this Braisa, let us give a scenario where Reuven was mekabel himself to Nazirais, and for example, he said, Harei Lai Nazir, and Harei Lai Nazir. Therefore, if, for example, he made this neder on Rish Chodesh Nisan, then he'll be chayiv to keep this Nazirus for 30 days until Rish Chodesh Iyar. At that point, he will bring Kabanes and he'll cut his hair, and then he'll start his second Nazirus period from Rish Chodesh Iyar for another 30 days, and once again be chayiv to bring Kabanes and once again to cut his hair. As the Brisa states, Mishu Nadash Dein Nazirus, Umana Rishayin of Hifashal Karban, Vachin Nishal Rishayna, also like Shneib Rishayna, that if Reuven made a neder to be Makabal two periods of Nazirus, and then he counted the first period of Nazirus, and he was mafresh Kabanis already. At least at this point, the Gemara's Havmin is that he didn't bring these Kabanis, and then he was Shoyl on the first Nazirus period. Then, since the first Nazirus period is Batal Mafreya, so the second Nazirus period was Chal on Reish Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, the first 30 days that he already counted as a Nazir will count as a Nazirus period, and the carbon that he separated will be able to use for that Nazirus period, and he will bring his Kabanis and cut his hair, and Reuven will be Yaitza, his Chiv, to be a Nazir. As Rashi points out, Alma Afagav the Azla Kula Nishola, that even though he already finished his complete Nazirus period, they could still be Shoyl on his Nazirus. And Rava just taught us that the only way someone could be Shoyl on a Shvua is only if there's a Shia, there's some sort of remnant to the Shvua. However, the Gemara continues, Hachar Mayeskinim B'Shalei Kippur, that in the Chanami, the Brice is specifically talking about a case where Reuven did not yet bring his Kabanis, since he didn't have a Kapara, so therefore there's still a Shia to his original Nazirus period, and therefore he could be Shoyl on his original Nazirus period. However, the Gemara is for Tanya, but we learned a Brisa keeper that this case of Nazirus is even relevant, even if Reuven brought his Kabanis. And once again, Lefi Rava, how can he be Shoyl on his first Nazirus period if he already completed his entire Nazirus period and he even brought his Kabanis? And the Gemara answers, Bishalai Gilach, that in a Chanami there was still a Shear in the first Nazirus period as he still didn't cut his hair. And Rabbi Lezer, he, and this Brisa is going like Tashita Rabbi Lezer, Omahu hold Taglachas Ma'akva, even if a Nazir brought his Kabanis but he didn't yet cut his hair, they still can't drink wine and he can't be metabal lemesim since there's still a shear. Therefore, the Brisa teaches us that Reuven could still be shoyl on his first Nazirus period. However, in a Chanami, Rava would hold that if a person would complete their entire Nazirus period, then certainly they can't be shoyl on their first Nazirus period. However, the Gemara explains that you can't explain that it's talking about shaloi gilach as Vatanya, that we have a Brisa that states gilach, that even if the Nazir already cut his hair, that he could still be shoyl on his first Nazirus period. If he Rava, since there's no shear and he completed his entire Nazirus period, then how could he be shoyl on the first Nazirus period? The Gemara explains, Amar of Ashi, Nazirus Karam Shamis, how can you ask a stira to Rava from a Braisa regarding the Ziris, as the Ziris is very different than other Shuois? Migurim Lishniash Leitachal Rishaina Veina, and as Rashi explains, Klaimar, Migurim Lchalayma Sheyam Nuyim Leit Lishniyanu El Rishaina, the Tema Azla Rishaina Vetikshalacha, that originally since Ruvin was Mekabal himself to the Ziris periods, so who said that the first Ziris period should be Chal first, and only afterwards the second Ziris period should be Chal, is only because he was Mekabal himself his first Ziris period, and therefore, even at this moment, there is relevance to his first Ziris period, and it's considered a slight shear. Therefore, Rava would also agree, Reuven could still be Shoyal on that Shvua. Once he's Shoyal on that Shvua, so the first Ziris period will be Batal Mafreya, and the second Ziris period had the ability to be Chal at the first moment on Rish Chodesh Nisan. As Rashi states, Ve'ino, Varegila, Chacham, Chash, Charatashi, Shalzecharata, Va'okas, Rishayna, Meikara, Nimtsu, Minya, Mono, Lishnia, Nimna, Ve'kul, Rishayna, Kata, Ve'kaima, Kishinishal, Rava, Avokika, Shinishbola, Va'achla, but in the case where someone made a Shvua regarding a Kikar, and he ate the Kikar, Akochach, Avala, Shvuasa, Ve'shuv, Ein, Lashayla, at that point, there's nothing left to be Chal on, therefore, you can't be Shayla on such a Shvua, and of course, this Teretz Rabashi is very dakois, and it's difficult to understand exactly what the Teretz is. The Gemara now continues that although Rava stated that one cannot be Shayla on a Shvua once is less than a Kazayas, however, Mema argues on Rava, and he holds a filo achakul initial law that even if one would eat the entire kika, it could still be shoyal on the naziris, the ibishayli mechusa carbon, the ibimezim mechusa malchus, as lemaisa there's still a shear, as if he ate this kika bishayeg, they still did not bring his carbon. If he ate the kika bimezid, then he's mechusa malchus, since there still is some nafkamina benegay the original shvua, so therefore it's considered a shear, and the chacham can still be shoyal on the shvua, and once it's shoyal on the shvua, it'll be batal mafreya, and he'll not be chay of the carbon, he won't be chay malchus. However, Mema states, avakaftu ala amad loy, but once he's tied down onto the pillar in order to give him malchus, then he will no longer be able to be shayel on the shvua, and is no longer any shear, as kiddush shmuel, and is based on the din of shmuel, the amad shmuel, kaftu ala amad, v'rat mi bezin pata, that if one is chay of malchus, and they tied him on the amad, then prior to receiving malchus, he runs away from bezin, then he'll be pata, and bezin will no longer give him malchus, and therefore we see that once he's kaftu ala amad, it's as if he's already part of Malchus, and therefore there's no shear, and he would not be able to be shoyal on the shvua. And as Rashi states, avakavtu lulka yishuv in kan shear, areyu ki'ilu loika kvar kiddush shmuel. However, the Gemara states, for loyi, that you can't bring a raya from the din of shmuel, and our mema is not correct about that point, as if we hold like a mema, that even if he be kavtu ala amid, he would still be able to be shoyal on the shvua. And the reason is, hasim ratz, hachloi ratz, that the only reason why Shmuel stated that one that is tied on the amid would be part of Malchus is only because he ran away from Bezin, and therefore it's considered the Nikla Chichalei Necha. However, if he was only tied down onto the post, and he wasn't actually given Malchus, and he didn't run away, then certainly it's not considered like he was given Malchus, and therefore it's still considered a Shear, and he would still be able to be Shoyal on the Shvua. As Rashi explains, based on the Gemara Mesechus Makkus on Daf Chav Gimel, Hasim Ratz v'Nis Bazer b'Menusazu, v'Ikl v'Nikla Chichalei Necha, Kivan Shenikla Hareo Achicha, and the way that a person receives that embarrassment is only once he runs away, and not because he was tied to the Amid. And before we begin with the next Gemara, let us start with a small Akdama. And as we know, the Gemara on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph stated that since the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra states, "Oy nefesh ki shishava levati b'sfasayim l'hara l'hetev l'chol shivat ha'adam b'shvua," so we learn out ha'adam b'shvua v'lo ya'onus. Rashi explained ha'adam b'shvua shehi adam b'shash shvua shehi liboy alav. As we will see in our Gemara, Rashi understands that the only time that shvua will be chal is only if at the time of the Chalisa Shvua that a person is an Adam Shvua and he's not an Anus. And Rava will now discuss a scenario where a person makes a Shvua and he speaks about two different loaves of bread, and Reuven makes a Shvua al Tnai, and Reuven states that if I eat loaf number one, then I should be Asa to eat loaf number two, and the condition alone we will call loaf number one or loaf A, and the loaf that ultimately is Asa we will call loaf number two or Kika B. And let's keep in mind, as Rashi explains, that it wouldn't make a difference if Reuven ate Kikar A first and then Kikar B becomes Asar, or if he ate Kikar B and at that point Kikar B was Mutta, but if he will eat Kikar A, then Lamanfreya, it was Asar for Reuven to eat Kikar B. And Argamar continues, Amar Rava, that Rava explains, Shvu Shle Echel Kikazu im Echel Zu, that if Reuven made a Shvua that I won't eat Kikar B if I eat Kikar A. And Rava will bring multiple examples, and before we before you continue with the words of Rava, let us see Rashi deal with Maschal Am Rava Shvu Shla Ichel Kikazu Am Eichelzu. And Rashi states Nimsei Se'echad Issa Va'achas Tnai, that one kikar is of Issa and one is of Tnai, which we call kikar A and kikar B. Zushi Nishbala Have Issa V'Zushi Yitlaba Have Tnai. One day he made a Shvu regarding which we call kikar B is called the kikar of Issa, and the kikar which is the subject of the Tnai is kikar A. Bashmin and Rava the Chol Shvu Shnishbal Tnai. That the issa is not chal at the time that he uttered the shvua, and instead it will be chal once he eats either kikar A or kikar B. Therefore, that is the time that is defined as the time of the shvua. And at that moment he remembers that he made a shvua, then certainly it's considered adam shvua and it's not considered honest. And at that point, the Shvu will be chal. If he did this Issa b'shege, then it'll be chal to bring a carbon elu v'yared. Bein she'ochal atnai rishayin, bein she'ochal Issa rishayin, and it doesn't make a difference which loaf of bread he ate first. However, certainly will vaj teishkago b'achilas Issa, that he had to be a shege at the time that he ate the kika of Issa or kika B. Similarly, Malkus al mezid, he'll be chal Malkus if he ate kika B b'mezid. Will vaj teishkago b'achilas Issa. However, certainly there had to be asra prior to him eating the achilas Issa, prior to eating kikar B. But Rashi points out a very important yisoid for our sugya, that when kvash shachach shvuasa b'shas ma'isu rishayin, but if he forgot that he made a shvua at the point of his first achila, which is the time that the shvua is chal, and either at the point when he ate kikar A or he ate kikar B first, since at that point he didn't have a idea of his shvua, like karinim be'al adam b'shvua be'in the shvua chal lov, and the shvua is not going to be chal at all, lo l'karbon v'lo l'malkas ma'isin le'siyat l'kamon ma'sisin l'darim. And as we will see on Amud Beis, the Gemara will bring a riot to this point from a Mishnah Masechta Zedarim. As we already pointed out, the Gemara will speak about Rishoina and Shnia, and as Rashi states, Achas Rishoina, Ahi the Tnai Kar Rishoina, that the Kikar of Tnai is called the first Kikar or Kikar A, Shekach Chayse Shede Shvuasai, as this was the Seed of his Shvua. As Reuven stated, Eichelzu, Lo Eichelzu, that if you eat Kikar A, then it should be also to me to eat Kikar B. Rashi explains, Vahai Dinokar Achilas at Tnai Bereisha, La Bishum Di Ovid Ipchalai. It's not because if you do just the opposite, it would not be chayil. The vadi chayil mischayil mafreya. That certainly, even if he would eat kikar B first, and only afterwards would eat the kikar of the tnai and eat kikar A, then certainly Reuven was over on the shvul mafreya. And Rashi goes into detail as to why the Gemara gives this example in this manner. Ayin and Rashi. Once we understand the rest of the Gemara, then we'll get back to this point of Rashi. Let us go back to the memory of Rava. And Rava stated that Reuven made a shvua that if I eat kikar A, that I will not eat kikar B. The following will be the halachos, and as Rava continues, if Reuven ate kikar A b'shegig, then even if he ate kikar B b'mezid, then he would still be potter, and he would not be chay malchus, as l'maisa the shvu was not chal, as at the point that he ate kikar A, he was not an adam b'shvua, and he was considered honest. And as Rashi explains, that even though at the time that he ate kikar B, he was zochas shvu asai, but avolah b'mezid, he's still potter. Malchus vafilu basra l'fishu loychol shvur lov, as the entire shvur was never chal. Shvur b'shasa chil rishena shayish shvur ruy lochol kvash shchur chaya v'leikurinu be'al adam b'shvur the kolshkin mekarbin she'ein karbon al-mezid, and certainly will not be chayev a karbin, and certainly since he ate kikar bi b'mezid, so he will not be chayev a karbin. Rava continues rishena b'mezid v'shniya b'shege chayev, that if at the time that Reuven ate kikar A you remember the shvur, then certainly the shvur will be chal. And as Rashi points out, that certainly at this point, he's not going to be chayiv anything as he only ate kikar A, which is the achila of Tanai. However, now that Reuven went and ate kikar B b'shegeg, and he forgot that he made a shvua, so at this point, he'll be chayiv to bring a carbon. As Rashi explains, Hoyl b'achil rishayna zachu eshvuasa v'yedeya sh'b'achil zu eisir lav eshashniya ha'odem eshvua karina bay v'chol lav eshvua v'chashachal shniya shegeg haray avar shvuasa shegeg v'chayiv carbon. Rava continues with the third din, shteyim b'shegeg pata, if he ate both kikar A and kikar B b'shegeg, then it doesn't make a difference if he ate kikar A first or if he ate kikar B first. In all cases, he would be patar. As l'maisa, at the time that the shvua is chal, which is at the moment that he eats the first kikar, at that point he was not an adam shvua. Therefore, the shvua will never be chal. And we continue on Avchav Chasim and Beis Shteim b'mezid, and Rava continues that if Reuven ate both of these kikrais b'mezid, then it would depend which one he ate first. As achlu l'tnai v'hada achlu l'surei, as if he first ate kikar A, which is the kikar of tnai. Knai, and only afterwards did he eat Kikah B, which is a Kikah of Issa. Then as long as he received the Hasra from Edim prior to eating Kikah B, then it'll be Chayim Malkus, as certainly that's considered Hasra's Vadai, as at that point the Shvu was already Chal, since he already previously ate Kikah A, and at the time that he ate Kikah A, he did so B'mezid, and therefore he was an Adam Shvua, and the Shvu was Chal, and therefore he'll be Chayim Malkus. And as Rashi states, Shteim B'mezid, Achlul Thnai, V'hod Achlul Yisuri, Chayim Malkus, Shvu'a B'chul Rishayin, Zachar Yishvuasai, V'chol HaShvu'a Lav, Lesser B'shniya, and Uchashachar Shniya, and prior to eating the second Kikah, Hisru Boy Hasra Vadai, Atoichal Shvu'a Nishba, Lav, Nesra. However, Rava continues, Achlul Yisuri, V'hod Achlul Thnai, however, even if Ruvain ate both Kikahs B'mezid, but he did so in reverse order, he first ate Kikah B B'mezid, and only after he ate Kikah B, then he ate Kikah A B'mezid, then even if prior to eating Kikah B, Edim gave him a straw not to eat Kikah B, as potentially he could be Ivan Issa, as possibly if he eats Kikah A at a later point, then his Shvu will be Chal, and the Mafreya would be also for him to eat Kikah B. However, this will be based on the Machlikis between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, if Asra Safek Shma Asra, or Lo Shma Asra, and as the Gemara continues, plucked the Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, Lemanda Oma Asra Safek Shma Asra Chayiv, Lemanda Oma Lav Shma Asra Pato, that according to Manda Oma, that Asra Safek is a valid Asra, then Ruben will be Chayiv Malkus, as Lemaisi ate Kikah B B'mezid. However, according to Manda Oma, that Asra Safek Lo Shma Asra, then since prior to Ruben eating Kikah B, Edim could not give him Asra's Vadai, as Lemaisa no one knew if this Kikah would ever become Asa to Ruben or not, and therefore, even if they gave him Asra, it's only Asra Safek, and therefore Ruben would not be Chayiv Malkus. As Rashi states, V'haynami Asra Safek, the Asra B'shas Achilas Isra B'inon, Ve'in Kan El Asra Safek Al Tachleno, Shema Teichles Ashniya, V'nimses Oival Zulu Mafreya, V'im Hisru Boi B'shas Achilas Ashniya, Al Teichol, Shwe Ata Oival Rishenu Mafreya, and even if the Edom would want to give him Asra, at a later point, and at the point that Ruben is about to eat Kikah A, and eating the Kikah of Tanai, Afa Pish Asra's Vadahi, even though at that point it's going to be a Asra's Vadai in Asra, that's not considered a valid Asra, She'in Malkus Bo Al Yudei Achilazu, as Lemaisi is not eating the Achilas Issa at that point, the only way that one is Chayim Malkus is only if he receives Asra right before he's doing the actual Maisa Issa. And keep in mind that although it seems that Rava went through every scenario, but there is a scenario that we didn't discuss, as although Rava taught us that if Ruva was Achal Rishayin B'mezid Vashini B'shegig, then Ruva will be Chayiv to bring a carbon. However, that is only if he ate Kikah A, the Kikah of Tanai first, but if Ruvain ate Kikah B first, then even though he ate Kikah B B'mezid, and therefore it's considered Ha'adam Mishvua, and even though at that moment he certainly can't be Chayiv, as Lemaisa the Shvua is not yet Chal, since Lemaisa he didn't eat Kikah A, and he didn't eat the Kikah of Tanai. However, even if at a later point he eats Kikah A, and he eats the Kikah of Tanai, and even if he ate that Kikah B'shegig, well, Mafreya Ruvain ate Kikah B B'issa, however, Ruvain wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus necessarily, as it would be dependent on Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, if Asra Safek Shma Asra or not. And this is what we meant when we stated we get back to Rashi on Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph, as Rashi states in Dibur Maschel V'Achas Rishena, Haid Nokel Achilas Atzai B'Reisha, Lab Mishum Di Ovid Ipcha Loi Chayla, the Vadi Chaylu Mischayv L'Mafreya, in certain cases, El Mishum Di Boi L'Meim Rishena B'Mezu Shniya B'Shegi Chayv Karbin, Daf Gud Hach Shniya Di Isu, Dahav Lashkog B'Achilas Issa, Di Yibetnai L'Maisi Karbin Al-Achilas Issa L'Mafreya, Shahis Amazid Uvaheta, Shadayin Lein Esrolov, Daf Al Pishu Shegi B'Shas Achila Akreina, Keep in mind, although based on the Lashon of Rashi, it's mashma that there wouldn't be any machlekes, and certainly Ru would not be chayiv at all. However, certainly that can't be pshat in Rashi with tzarach biyar. Now Gemara continues with another case: Talon zubazu lo yichlzu imaychlzu lo yichlzu imaychlzu. That Reuven had two kikreis in front of him, and he stated that if I eat kikre A, it should be asa to me to eat kikre B, and if I eat kikre B, then it should be asa to me to eat Kikah A, and therefore both Kikah A and Kikah B are Kikahs of Tanai as well as Isser. The Gemara now goes through scenarios where Reuven ate both of the Kikahs and what the halachas would be. And the Gemara tells us the first halacha: Va'achalzu bezadon atzmo v'shigas chaverta v'zu bezadon atzmo v'shigas chaverta patar. That if when Reuven ate the first Kikah, he remembered that he will be chayiv for this Kikah if he eats the second Kikah. But the mice at this point there is no Isser yet on this Kikah, since he didn't eat the second kikar yet, and therefore the tzai was not yet mekuyim, and therefore the issur does not apply. And the Gemara also tells us that was shigas chaverta, that at the point that he ate the first first kikar, he forgot that by eating this kikar, it would be a trigger to create a shvua on the second kikar. Then when Reuven ate the second kikar, he remembered that it's also for him to eat this second kikar, as l'maisa he previously ate the kikar rishayna, which was the kikar of tnai for this kikar, and therefore this kikar became asar. But at this point, he didn't remember that this kikar was the kikar of tnai regarding the first kikar, and once he ate this kikar, then the first kikar that he already ate would become asar to him, as l'maisa that kikar would become asar based on the shvua. However, in this scenario, Reuven would not be chayiv, not for eating the first kikar, not for eating the second kikar, as certainly regarding the second kikar, he could not be chayiv, and even though he was amazed regarding eating this kikar, he knew that he made a shvua regarding this kikar. However, l'maisa the shvua was never chal on the second kikar, since at the point of his achil rishayna, which is when he ate the first kikar, and at that point he was a shogeg, as he didn't remember the second shvua, so at that point he was not an adam b'shvua, and therefore the entire second shvua was not chal at all. Therefore, certainly he'll be patur not only from malchus but from a carbon. And similarly, we will not be chayiv malchus or carbon for eating the first kikar, as although at the time that he ate the first kikar, he was amazed and he did know that there was an issa to eat this kikar if he would eat the second kikar. However, certainly even if he will ultimately eat the second kikar, he will not be chayiv to bring a carbon, as l'maisa d'achila the first kikar was b'mezid, and certainly a person doesn't bring a carbon when he eats it via issa b'mezid. Rashi points out that even though there was a shogeg when he was over the shvua, as at the point that he ate the second kikar and he was mekayim the tnai, so at that point he was a shogeg, and maybe we should be chayiv a carbon based on that achila b'shogeg. Zok Rashi shakarbon al rishayna ba, that the carbon comes based on achila rishayna. Rashi states voisa achila beheta isa v'loy karina beitechta b'shogega, and that achila was beheta gomer, since at that point he did not yet eat the kikar of tnai. And it's mashbun for Rashi that not only would Reuven be potter from bringing a carbon, but Reuven will also be potter from malchus, even though the original achila of the kikar rishayna was bemezid, and l'chira now that he ate the second kikar, so l'mafreya it should be niskala that achila was beissa, and at least according to the man d'arma that sura sofek shma asra l'chira should be chayiv malchus, and Rashi seems to be seisa what he taught us previously v'tzarech biyar. The Gemara continues with the second scenario, zu b'shigas atma v'zadin chavrasa v'zu b'shigas atma v'zadin chavrasa, then chayiv, then you'll be chayiv to bring a carbon at least for eating the second loaf. And as Rashi explained, that if Reuven ate the first loaf, at that point he forgot that he made a shvua regarding this loaf. He forgot that if he will eat the second loaf, then he made a shvua that he will be asked to eat this loaf. Then certainly there is no question that Reuven will be potter and will not be chayiv malchus and will not be chayiv a carbon even if he eats the second loaf bebezid. As l'maisa at the time of his chalos of his shvua, he wasn't considered adam b'shvua, as l'maisa he ate the first loaf b'shogeg, and therefore certainly he'll be potter for the achilu rishayna of the first loaf. However, the Gemara also tells us that at the time that he ate the first loaf, he was a zodin legabi his second shvua. He remembered that this was the kikar of tnai legabi the second kikar, and now that he ate this kikar, then the second kikar became asat him. But then at the time that he ate the second kikar, he was a shogeg legabi that kikar, and he didn't remember at that point that this kikar became asat him. And certainly in this case, he'll be chayav to bring a carbon legabi the kikar shnia, since when he ate the first loaf, he was amazed, and at that point it was a chalis of the shvua, he was mekayim ha'adam shvua, and therefore his shvua was chal on the second kikar. Now that he ate the second kikar, which is the kikar of Isser, and he ate that kikar b'shegig, then certainly he'll be chayav to bring a carbon eloviyared. And the Gemara continues with the third scenario, shteim b'shegig pata. Certainly if he ate both of these kikarais b'shegig, then he'll be pata, and there'll be no chiv of carbon and no chiv of malchus. And as Rashi points out, that it's pasha that it'll be pata, that at the point that he ate his first achila, that is the point that the shvua should be chal, and therefore, regarding neither shvua, was he considered adam shvua, and certainly he'll be pata. Finally, the Gemara continues, and if Reuven ate both of the kikrais b'mezid, and certainly both shvuas were chal, as l'maisa at the time of his achila rishayna, he was amazed legabi both shvuas, and therefore he was an adam shvua. However, if at the time that he ate the second kikar, Adim gave him asra and told him that you should know it's also for you to eat this kikar, as this kikar is also to you, and if you eat it, you'll be chayim malchus, then certainly it's asuras vadai, and it'll be chayim malchus. However, even if prior to eating the first kikar, edim came and gave him asura, that if you eat this kikar, you'll be chayim malchus, certainly according to the man Omar, asura sofik, loishma asura, he would not be chayim malchus, as lemaisa at that point, it was still a sofik, if this kikar would ever be asat him, as lemaisa he still didn't eat the second kikar, which is the kikar of tonight. However, according to the man Omar, asura sofik, shma asura, then certainly this would be a valid asura, and we would be chayim malchus for eating the first kikar as well. Mur continues and goes back to the din of Rava, as Rava taught us that if someone makes a shvua and he's toiled that shvua on a tnai, then if he's mekayim the tnai first, and at the time that he's mekayim the tnai, he was a shoygig, then he would not be considered under mishvua, therefore the shvua would not be chal. Our Gemara continues, Amra Mori, Afanana Mitrina, that we learned a similar din in Mishnah, Mesech Zadarim. As Rashi states, Afanana Mitrina, Kedurava, Shatrila Shvua, Bedova Acha, Vekayim at Tnai Trila, Tsarch Shay Zachl Shvua, Saba Isa Shah, Vim Lab Ina Shvua Chala. Although the Mishnah starts at Bonadar, Matil Chachav, Nidri Zuzin, Nidri Avoy, Nidri Shkogas, Nidri Einsin, the Mishnah teaches us that the four Nidarim that the Chacham stated that there's no requirement to have a Taurus Nidarim, to have a Chacham be matter those Nidarim, and the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Chafam and Beis lists all four categories of these Nidarim. However, the Raya of Rab Mari will be from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chafam and Beis. This Gemara is not an exact quote of the Mishnah, but the Gemara quotes the general concept of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, Nidri Shkogas Ketzad, that was an example of Nidri Shkogas, which would not be considered net at all. And the Mishnah gives an example of Koinim Imachalti Vim Shasisi, that if Ruvim makes a Nedah and he says that this Chafet should be also to me like a carbon if I ate or if I drank today, at the time that he made this Nedah, he forgot that he actually ate or drank on that day, then Vinizka Sha'achal Shasa, then he remembered that he actually ate or he drank on that day. Or in another example, Ruvim makes a Nedah and he states, Koinim Chafet Zu'alai, Yani Oichel or Shani Shasa, if I will eat or I will drink today, and then Shachach V'achal V'shasa, then he forgot about the Shvua and the Tnai, and he ate and drank on that day. Then since at the time of the Chalais HaNedah, he didn't remember about the Nedah, so therefore the Nedah would not be Chal. And so Rashi states, Hayinu D'Rava, Shetzarach She'ezachal Nedah B'shas Kiyum HaTnai, even though that Mishnah is dealing with Nedarim and not regarding Shvuas, however, V'tani Allah, and we learned regarding that Mishnah, K'shem Shenidri Shkagas B'tarim, Kach Shvua Shkagas B'tarim, that the same din that applies B'negei Nedarim applies B'negei Shvuas, and therefore we have a riot to the din of Rava. And Ayin Rashi who points out that certainly that Mishnah is referring to a case where someone made a Nedah al Tanai. Rashi explains that this is the only way to understand the Mishnah, as below Yitachal and Farish claim Shani Oichel El B'inyan Zeh Shetol Dov Acha B'achila Zu Kedepreshes, the Imifresher claim Shani Oichel, as if you will want to explain that when the Mishnah states Kainim Shani Oichel refers to a standard Nedah where Reuven said that I'm making a Nedah that this Oichel should be also to me, and then Shachach V'achel V'shasa, so my Mutta Ikla Meima, so how could it be Mutta the Tani Abad Nedarim Hetiru Hari Kvar Oval Nidre Shegeg, but he was already Ivan this Nedah B'shegeg V'mifshes Hetiru Petruim and Amakas Pshita Mihisur Bay V'alei Shechay Chaya, that certainly he can't be speaking about Malkas, as certainly there was no Hasra, as we stated that he forgot, and therefore it's Muchach that there was no Hasra. Our Gemara continues and discusses two Amorayim, Eifa and Avimi, who were both the children of Rechava from Benisa. The Gemara tells us, Eifa Tani Shvuas Bei Rabba, that Eifa learned the Dinim of Shvuas by the Shiva of Rabba. Pog Bei Avimi Achua, and his brother Avimi met him, and as we will see, Avimi will ask a few questions to his brother Eifa. And let's remember that we previously stated that Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua, and certainly that was only talking about a scenario where one made two Shvuas Labba, and for example, Reuven stated that I'm making a Shvua that I won't eat this kikar, and then he once again stated that I won't eat this kikar. And since once Reuven made the first Shvua, he was already asked to eat the first kikar, and he's Mushbavayim Masinai, therefore his next Shvua is Levatel Samitzvah, and therefore the din was Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. However, Amalei Avimi asked Eifa that what would the halacha be in a scenario where Reuven made two Shvuas, but he stated Shvua Shleichalti, Shvua Shleichalti, and he made two Shvuas L'Sha'avar. He first made one Shvua that I didn't eat anything today, and then he made a similar Shvua, and once again he stated that I'm making a Shvua that I didn't eat anything today, and he asked him Mao what would be the din, and Amalei and his brother Eifa responded Einu Chayev El Achas, that Reuven will only be Chayev for one Issa, as Lemaisa's second Shvua would not be Chal, but Amalei, but Avimi responded to his brother Ishtabash Pashtu made a mistake, Hari Yotze Shvul Shekar, that over here we're talking about a Shvul Shavar, and certainly immediately when he made the first Shvuah, and he made a Shvuah that I didn't eat today, and really he ate that day, so certainly he was already over on that Shvuah, as it was already a Shvuah Shav, and therefore he was already Chayiv. Therefore, when he makes the same Shvuah a second time, he is over once again, and he's being over a Shvuah Shav a second time. Ayin Rashi, that Eifa stated in Chayiv al Achas, Taloy Meshazu Shvuah al Shvuah. However, Avimi stated, Hari Yotze Shvuah al Shekar, Mishinish Barishaini Yotze al Shekar Mipiv, Vahokhala, Vashniya Shvuah Cheresi Latzma, Vain Lachala Petra Bishvuah al Shavah, Bishum Ein Shvuah al Shvuah, El Bishvuah al Ba, Shechayzavo Issa Lovas Issa, Vahavalin Nishbola Kairin Samitzvah. The Gemara continued that Avimi asked another Shaila to Eifa, and he asked him, Shvuah Shlaichel Tesha Vesa Mao, that what would be if Ruvi makes a Shvuah that I won't eat 9 figs, and then he makes a second Shvuah that I won't eat 10 figs, and then Ruvin went and ate 10 figs, Behelim Echad, a Malay, and Eifa responded to Avimi, Chayev al Kalachas Vachas, that Ruvi will be Chayev for both of these Shvuahs. Rashi explains that Eifa made a mistake, as he thought that the second Shvuah is not Bechlal the first Shvuah, and therefore this is not a case of a Shvuah being Chal on another Shvuah. However, once again, a Malay, Avimi responded to Eifa, Ishtabash, that he made a mistake, as he Teshalei Achol, Esalei Achol, that certainly this is a Shvuah that's being Chal on another Shvuah, and therefore he's only going to be over on the first Shvuah, and as Rashi explains, and Nishba Shlo Yechel Tesha Nishbal Esa, that if someone makes a Shvuah that they won't eat 9 figs, then certainly that's included when they stated that they won't eat 10 figs. The Kol Kamad Le'Ochel Tesha Le'Osel L'Chal Esa, certainly the only way to be over on the second Shvuah is only if he'll be over on the first Shvuah, and therefore it's considered Shvuah to be Chal Shvuah, and you'll be put on the second Shvuah. Once again, Avimah continues and asks a third question to his brother Eifa, and he asks a question, Shvuah Shlo Yechel Esa V'Tesha, Ma'u, that what would be the halacha if Reuven made a Shvuah that I won't eat 10 figs, and of course if he ate 9 figs he would not be chayiv, and then he makes another Shvuah that it's also for me to eat 9 figs, what would be the halacha in this case? Amalei and Eifa responded to Avimi that certainly this case should be similar to the previous case, and just like in the previous case you would only be chayiv for one of the Shvuahs as in Shvuah Chal Shvuah, so in this case as well the same thing would apply to in Shvuah Chal Shvuah, and Reuven will only be chayiv for being over on the first Shvuah, and as he states, Ein Chayiv al Achas. Once again, Amalei Ishtabash, that Avimi said to his brother Eifa that you made a mistake, as Esuhud Loi Ochel, Hoteshem Yochel, since when Reuven made his first Shvuah that he won't eat 10 figs, so certainly at that point he was still able to eat 9 figs, and when he adds in another Shvuah and he states that I'm making a Shvuah that I won't eat 9 figs, so he's actually being Moisif on his original Shvuah, and therefore the second Shvuah could also be Chal. In this case, once Reuven ate 9 figs, he would be Chayiv to bring a carbon based on being over on his second Shvuah, and once he eats another fig, and now he ate a total of 10 figs, then it'll be chayav to bring a second carbon based on being over on his first Shvuah. The Gemara now continues, Amar Abaya, and Abaya explained, Zimna de Mishkachas la lahada Eifa, that even though we just stated that in the case where Reuven stated, Shvuah Shloi Eichel Esar, then he made a second Shvuah, and he said, Shvuah Shloi Eichel Tesha, that Avimi explained that he'd be chayav to bring 2 carbonis. However, there is a possible scenario where Eifa would be correct, that even if Reuven would eat all 10 figs, that Reuven would only be chayiv for 1 issa, and as Abai explains, Kidamar, like the case of Rabbah, the Amar Rabbah, as Rabbah taught us, Shvuah Shlo'ichel Te'inim V'Anovim V'Chazav Amar Shvuah Shlo'ichel Te'inim, that if Reuven made 1 Shvuah that I won't eat figs and grapes today, and L'maisa if he ate either only figs or only grapes, then he would not be chayiv, but then V'Chazav Amar Shvuah Shlo'ichel Te'inim, and then Reuven states another Shvuah that I won't eat figs today, and certainly if he only eats figs today, he would be chayiv. So certainly as Avimi taught us, if Reuven would actually eat both the figs and the grapes today, then he would be chayiv to bring 2 carbonos. Once he ate the figs, then he was already chayiv to bring a carbon because he ate figs. And then once he eats the anovim, he will once again be chayiv because he ate figs and grapes today. However, the Gemara continues, Nafchav Tassum and Aleph, the Ochol Ta'in and Behifrish carbon, but in the case where Reuven ate figs, and at that point he had Aloma of his second Shvuah, and therefore he was chayav to bring a carbon. And Lemaisa, once he is mafresh the carbon, so that already separates the achilois, and therefore, va'acha kein ochal anovim chudayu, so when at a later point he eats the grapes by themselves, havala anovim chatzi shir, at this point we only consider that they ate grapes and he didn't eat te'inim, and therefore it's only chatzi shir, va'chatzi shir loy mechayav a carbon, and one would not be chayav to bring a carbon on a chatzi shir. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, va'ochal te'inim behelim shvuah queen of Hifrish Carbon, and even though he was Chazav Achal Novim Behelim Shvuri Shena, Bakiva Shifrish Carbon Altainim, the Sulay Mitzdafia Novim Badayu, Lichyuva Ashuasa Kamaisa, and keep in mind that the Mefreshim are bothered that just because at some point he remembered about the second Shvuah, and therefore he was Mafresh a Carbon, why should that Yedia have any effect on his first Shvuah? As Lemaisa, he never remembered anything about the first Shvuah, and therefore when he ate the grapes, as well as when he originally ate the Ta'inim, he ate them without a Yedia of the first Shvuah, and Lechiri should be Chayiv another Carbon, and Ayin Tesis Rosh, and Tzarech Biyar. The Gemara continues, and therefore, in the case of Eifa, we could also find a scenario where one would only be Chayiv to bring one Carbon, even in a case where he first made a Shvuah that he will not eat 10 Ta'inim, and then he added on a Shvuah that he will not eat 9 Ta'inim. As the Gemara explains, Hachinami could go into Amma Shvuah Shle Eichel Esa, the Chazav Amma Shvuah Shle Eichel Tasha, and even though in most cases Avimi would be correct that if Reuven would eat 10 Ta'inim, then once he ate the first 9 Ta'inim, he'd be Chayiv to bring a Carbon based on his second Shvuah, and once he eats the last Ta'ina, then he'll be Chayiv to bring a Carbon based on his first Shvuah. And whether in a case that it was Achol Tasha that he first ate 9 figs, the Hifrish Carbon, and then he was ready Mafresh a Carbon, and therefore that's separated between his Achilles, the Achakin Achal Siris. So even if he then goes and eats the 10th fig, Havala Siris Chetzi Shir, the Chetzi Shir Loi Mechayiv, then we consider the 10th fig as if he's eating his first fig, and therefore it's considered as if he was Oivan Chetzi Shir, and certainly he would not be Chayiv to bring another Carbon. But in a Chinami, if he would eat another 10 figs, then certainly even in this case, he'd be Chayiv to bring a second Carbon, and we will stop over here.